Day 31. This is the prophecy, Isaiah 53, verses 11 to 12. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy, Hebrews 9, verse 28. And inasmuch as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment, so Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin, to those who eagerly await him. Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, was the most solemn and holy day on the Jewish calendar. It was the day when the high priest would perform elaborate rituals for the sins of the people. It was a day to be taken very seriously because it meant that God had removed the sins of the people from them for another year. This ceremony would involve a sacrifice that could only be given on this particular day and in a specific way to provide atonement for the people. It also involved two goats, with one being sacrificed and the other being released into the wilderness to carry the sins of the people away. The author of Hebrews is pointing back to the Day of Atonement that the Jewish people knew very well, and in doing so, also reveals that there is a prophetic promise that one day the suffering servant of God would provide this sacrifice once and for all. This meant that they would no longer need to return again year after year for forgiveness, because God's chosen servant would bear the sins of many. Today's reflection. One of the incredible visual reminders of Yom Kippur was the goat that was led away into the wilderness. It was a visual reminder that the sins of the people had been carried away. One of the great tools the enemy will use in the life of a believer is guilt or shame. When we face this, we need to look no further than Jesus to see that he has carried our iniquities away. Rest in his peace today.